with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some tense moments Thursday between Fed Chair Jerome Powell and President Trump.
Wearing hard hats and touring the Federal Reserve's planned massive building project, Fed Chair Jerome Powell corrected President Trump. It was an awkward exchange over the price of the Federal Reserve's $2.5 billion renovation. Trump charged that the renovation would cost $3.1 billion, much higher than the Fed's $2.5 billion figure. Powell, standing next to him, shook his head and corrected the president and Senator Tim Scott, telling them they were including the cost of a building that was finished 5 years ago. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A bill to cut billions from federal funding has been signed into law.
President Donald Trump has signed a bill rescinding nearly $9 billion in federal funding previously approved for public broadcasting and foreign aid. The bulk of the cuts are for foreign assistance programs. About $1.1 billion was destined for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides funding to NPR and PBS. Most of that money is distributed to more than 1,500 local public radio and television stations around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department's number two official has met with Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned former girlfriend of financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The meeting between Maxwell and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is part of a Justice Department effort to cast itself as transparent following backlash from parts of President Trump's base over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. A lawyer for Maxwell says she answered all the questions truthfully, honestly, and to the best of her ability. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 316 points, the Nasdaq rose 38, the S&P advanced 4. This is SRN News. A British school redefines masculinity. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Streatham Wells is a primary school outside London, and in selecting male role models for its little boys, it is promoting Canadian actor Elliot Page. The problem is Elliot Page was born Ellen Page and is actually a woman who is living as a man. School officials say they're promoting Page in an effort to teach their male students that masculinity can take many forms. They're also promoting pop star Harry Styles, who frequently wears a dress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches are establishing sensory rooms that offer calm, predictable environments that can help people with mental and emotional disorders attend worship. And it's not just churches. Temple Emmanuel, a Reformed synagogue in Atlanta, has adapted two of its rooms to help handicapped people process sensory input. This is SRN News. About 3.6 million Hydratec branded hoses are under recall.
That's because they can burst during use. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the recall, citing at least 29 injuries. The recall affects 5/8-inch expandable burst-proof hoses imported by Winston Products. They were sold at major retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, and Target, and made on or before August 31st, 2024. Consumers are urged to stop using them and contact Winston Products to initiate a claim. John Scott reporting.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are confirming they're in merger talks that would recreate North America's largest railroads stretching service from east to west coasts. A merger would have to be approved by federal regulators. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.